A new study reveals Americans are struggling with concepts related to personal finance. Imagine that. We dive into the specifics and share some tips to help you on your personal financial journey. That and more coming up right now on The Money Professor.
Welcome to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth.
Chris Longworth is the money professor. He is the wealth defender. He is principal at the Financial Education Group. He is sitting in the studio across from me. My name is Chrissy Paradis. The money professor himself, Chris Longworth, is joining me in the studio as he is each and every weekend to learn a little bit about personal finance and preparing for retirement. And you can get in touch with Chris anytime by picking up the phone and calling 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. Chris, you are the face of my weekend. You're the voice of my weekend.
Happy weekend, Chrissy, to you as well.
Happy weekend. How was your week? Treating you good?
It's been fantastic, as always. We, you know, positive mental attitude here at the Financial Education Group.
That's how you roll.
You know, we just, because we get to do what we really love, and that's helping folks. And we help them each and every day. And it really is gratifying to be able to provide services to people that really do make an impact in their life, a very positive impact. And it does show in their response and in their actions and even their face. I mean, you can see how relaxed people get once they figure all these intricate pieces out. We put the puzzle together, and then it's the aha moment. I call it the, and those of you who are old enough to remember, it's the V8 moment. You just slap yourself in the forehead. I could have had a V8. And it's that moment of recognition is really what it is. And it's kind of fun to be able to help folks get to that place and bring them to that spot. So we really enjoy it.
Right, I know how passionate you are about it. And that's what you focus on. Every time we sit down, I learn something new, and you're going to kind of dive into
it. It's the teacher in me, you know?
You're going to teach us a little bit about why folks are struggling so much with the concepts related to personal finance, and I can relate to that sentiment.
This is one of my favorite topics, as you and I talk about regularly, you know? Yeah, no, it's...
Sure.
So as that, you know, remember, I am a certified financial education instructor. This is my world of teaching people about money and finance and saving and investing and proper structure and all of that that comes with it. And we have, you know, been blessed with much experience well beyond that, but just to stay focused on that one topic. And yes, that is really what the survey is showing, that people that have been surveyed about their personal finance are really struggling just with some basic concepts. And like I said on the lead-in, is it, you know, any wonder? I mean,
Sure. Imagine
that. People don't know what they should know. And that's the financial illiteracy piece that we talk about often here on this show. And you and I talk about almost ad nauseum that we talk about it so much. But it's the truth of where we find most people is that they really don't know. And they really truly desire to know. They're just not sure where to get it. They don't know who to talk to. Mm-hmm. The information that's out there is somewhat nebulous, somewhat can be confusing, and literally counterproductive to knowledge. Mm-hmm. So really, to you listening right now, if you have questions in your mind about any of these topics, always seek out the academic perspective first. And that will give you a foundation. Then you can move forward and make reasonable decisions based on the truth and facts of how the academics approach these various topics of structure, investing, what's the benefit?
Right.
What do I do? Why should I do that? I mean, all these questions people have, am I on track? I mean, how do we get there? How do I build this thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's the architecture supposed to look like? You know, what's a good plan look like? And
Right. All
these questions people have, this is where what we're going to touch on today is those very topics of really what is in the mind of America. And you hear me talk about it often. The psychology of money in America is really kind of, it's sad. It's at epidemic lows, right? 85 to 90% of all Americans are deemed to be financially illiterate. And if you listening now find yourself in that category, if you feel, yep, that's me, Chrissy's going to give you a phone number here in a minute. And write that number down. Call us. Get on our calendar and let's have that conversation, because there's some easy things you could learn that will really change that paradigm within you, change your data metric, and really give you an advantage just based on some simple knowledge. Right, and it says on our website, right? If you go to our website, thefinancialeducationgroup.com, right there it says that the education is the key to your success in financial planning. And it truly is, folks. So let's talk about a few things right now, and let's hear some of what America's thinking about, right?
All right, let's dive in, because I know that there's a couple layers to this survey. Really quick, I want to make sure I share that magic number.
You betcha.
It's 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. And Chris, it's a little surprising. We talked about this on a previous show, how many folks are turning to social media for their financial education, their financial insight, and financial wisdom. But I started to think about it, and I am a millennial. Please don't hold that against me. but I am a millennial technically, and there weren't many options short
really
of talking
isn't.
To your parents, right?
It really wasn't. No, truly, there wasn't. And the options that were there, when you did go to research them, they were, like I said, somewhat nebulous, somewhat misguiding, and somewhat, you know, not really informative. They're not really teaching you anything. They're more about sales concepts and pushing a sales agenda of some kind. It really doesn't educate anyone when you look at the information you're being given, right? So that's where the disconnect happens. That's why, you know, again, a study conducted by Forbes Advisors found that many Americans are struggling with this concept, right? They're really looking at this saying, I don't even know, Chrissy, the most revealing question that people ask me when I ask them, either what is their plan or what is their dream of a plan? What would they like to see happen? What is the major question that they have about what they're doing to get there? The most honest response, and you listening right now, think about this. Your response might be this: Chris, I don't even know what questions to ask you. And Chrissy, every day we get that one thrown at me that... and it's very telling, and it's very honest, and I love it, because, again, that shows me the heart of people, and they truly do want to understand. They really do want to learn.
Right.
And this is where we can be that real beneficial coach, that beneficial partner, link up with you with the foundation of education and knowledge being that medium.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Let's look at some of these things. So roughly 1 in 8 Americans, right, are reporting that they've learned or are learning to manage their finance through social media. Now,
how scary is that to you as a professional?
That's a real low number. I think today, that was a while ago. Today, that has escalated. It is more like 4 in 8 half the people are going to social media of some kind to look for some kind of information.
Right.
So that has gradually led to the younger generations then kind of being excluded from the conversation, because there's no conversation to be had. Mom and dad are still looking, haven't figured it out. They have no way to converse with their children because there's nothing to talk about. Remember when I said the psychology of money? This is where the psychology of money is ever present.
Right.
It is absolutely normal, folks, absolutely normal for people to feel like they don't want to have a conversation about something if they don't truly understand it or have a deeper knowledge enough or deep enough knowledge of it to have a conversation and sound intelligent. So most people will just simply avoid it. And we've had that conversation here on this show previously where I'll get with a family and I ask them how many times they talk about money. And, oh, no, we don't talk about our money in our family. Why not? Why would you not? I mean, my goodness, it's how else are they going to learn if not by example of someone else, right? So
that's how you do learn a lot of important concepts.
Truly. So this is where, you know, about 30% of their family say that they talk about money when they're growing up. Only 30, and that's not enough.
That feels very low. Yeah.
It is. That's less than 1/3 of people are actually talking about money when their kids are growing up. And that's because it is such a foreign topic to most people. Now, that doesn't mean they're talking intelligently about it.
Good point.
Just means they're having a conversation. Hey, if I'm telling you how broke I am and how I got to go to the next paycheck to get through, we're having a talk about money. That's part of the conversation.
Right.
But that is not a good one. That's not a positive one, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
So it really
Great point.
You know, it really comes down to just a few of those things where, you know, looking at the different segments of who is experiencing this uneasiness. And it really is, I mean, 45% of them said that they're trying to stick to a budget. They're trying, but they haven't done it yet. So to me, that's great to know people are starting to pay attention, but folks, you got to get it done. You got to create the budget, stick to the budget. That's what's going to save you.
And you help folks with that all the time.
Chrissy, to all the listeners listening, to you listening right here, right now, if you feel like some of this we're talking about, and most of the people that call in, all the people that call in tell us that they feel like they're saving, they feel like they're putting away, but they're not getting the result. They don't feel the result that they want. So our only plan, our only goal is to build a plan with you that will give you that income plan that will last all of your life, no matter how long that life is. That's what drives us here. That's what we're good at. That's what I do day in and day out. So for the next 10 people that call in right now, for the next 10 that call, we'll sit down with you. We'll do this forensic analysis that I like to do. We're going to take a deep dive into your portfolio. Let's take a look. Let's look at the fee report. How much are you paying in fees? How much are you actually keeping? Let's do a risk assessment. How much of your money is at risk and how much is not at risk? How much is safe and sound and guaranteed for life? Next, let's do the tax analysis. How much are you actually going to keep and how much is Uncle Sam going to demand from you? And if we can show you, and listen, folks, I promise you, if I can identify some unnecessary losses, I will show you how you can fix those and create dramatic gains within your portfolio. And at the end of the meeting, we'll come up with a customized income plan that will be just for you so that you'll have proven methods of technique and strategy that will provide for you lifelong income without fail. So the next 10 that call, comprehensive review for you, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call. We're waiting for you.
800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. 800-719-7917. Chris, we're going to take a short break. What do you have planned for us on the other side?
Chrissy, speaking of investments, when we come back, we're breaking down the 10 commandments of investing. You don't want to miss number 5. Stick around, folks.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I am in the studio, as always, with The Money Professor himself.
Yeah.
He is also the Wealth Defender and principal at the Financial Education Group. I call him Chris, and you can call him at 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. Set up a time to sit down with Chris, and you might recognize his name from one of the dozens of publications he has been featured in. Wall Street Journal, MSN Finance, Yahoo Finance, NerdWallet, NASDAQ.
Who's Who of America?
Marquis Who's Who in America. Chris Longworth is all over the place for his financial planning expertise. And Chris, we talk about all things financial planning, preparing for retirement, and investing. Today we're going to talk about the 10 commandments of investing to help you get a better handle on your finances and retirement planning needs. So, Chris, let's get into this list.
The 10 commandments of investment.
Oh, so, okay. So we've got these.
This is going to be fun.
Ready to go. You want to kick it off with number 1.
Commandment 1. Thou shalt not gamble.
Okay, Chris. So expand on
this. This is kind of the simple part. The simplest of the commandments is have a real clear understanding of what your intentions are from the money you're investing. You hear me talk about this a lot. It's a theme on our show. The expectation from the money must line up with the investment's ability to deliver. So if you're expecting to live on money and you want it to last all of your life, you must use investments that guarantee that event to happen. Otherwise, you're gambling with your money. And
sure.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen? The law of diminishing returns comes and visits you. That is a death nail. That's a death sentence. It's not recoverable because that means you're consuming it faster than its ability to grow back. And now you will run out. It's just a matter of time. So we've got to avoid that one at all costs, right?
I almost took that one literally at first because I watch, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. I watch sports first. And I mean, that's how I my calendar works, right? So we're in the playoffs for hockey and basketball and, you know, there's the draft. So I thought about it in literal terms, like don't go place a lot of bets on games. But you're saying don't gamble with your financial future.
Truly, it's looking at it in that set of metrics. I don't care how you slice and dice it. If you have your money at risk, if it is invested with risk-based investments, and that simply is this, folks, to all the listeners, to you listening right here, right now, if your money is at 100% risk, 100% of the time, that you could lose any portion of that money, does that seem reasonable in any measure? Can you find any logic in that setup where you were exposed to that, and this is money that must support quality of life? Right. It just doesn't, it's just not logical. It's just not sensible. But the sales market, it's a predatory marketplace. It's not logical. It's predatory. So this is where you have to, as a consumer, educate yourself as to making sure that the tools, the financial tools you're using, are really supporting what your desire is. It's that simple. Now, finding the individuals to do that with you can be a challenge because, like I said, it's a predatory marketplace. That's why, too bad it's radio, people can't see me raise my hand right now, but that's why I throw my hand in there. That's why I throw myself at you all. Please give us a call. We're more than happy to help you understand some truth and facts so that you can make better decisions about your money. It really is kind of simple.
Right? That is the perfect segue to Commandment 2.
Commandment 2. Thou shalt forsaketh the advice of false prophets.
Well, this is an interesting
one. It's that, is it too good to be true scenario? And this is where you have to really do your due diligence. You have to do some homework. Now, here's where we've gotten sophisticated in our predatory marketplace, that now guys are able to convince people somehow that being at 100% risk 100% of the time is okay for you. Just hang in there.
Right. It's almost a challenge.
It's mind-blowing.
Or something
it is.
On
no,
social
it's mind-blowing.
Media.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And it's the false part of that is, no, that is not. That's not how you set up a proper foundation of income that you're going to live on for a lifetime. And then the other side of that is that if you ever hear of things as far as, you know, if someone ever tells you your money can be at risk all of your life and you're going to make money all of your life without fail, that you need to question that. That's
sure.
Too good to be true, right? There's too good to be true statement there. So
right.
That's just not, that just doesn't make sense, right? That's not logical.
And you
plus it's not factual, but.
Right. And you mentioned Commandment 3 in that.
There we go.
Commandment 3. Thou shalt do thy due diligence.
Chris, how many people do you think do their due diligence? I'll admit, first and foremost, that before we met, fast forward 2 years back, I guess, I had not.
Almost 3 years now. So
right?
Yeah, no,
I had not done my due diligence.
No,
I wish I had, but
Chris,
I'm grateful I finally did.
You're not out of the norm. You're not out of the norm. It's normal for people to put their head down, go to work, keep hoeing that row, and they're just working at it, man, and they're not paying attention. They don't have time, or they don't think they have time, when in fact, in reality, is it takes very little time, and a little bit of effort put into it will return huge rewards as far as paying attention. So it is important that you have to do your due diligence. You have to do the homework. So the Money Professor gives homework. I will give you plenty of homework, good academic things to read that will support the truth and facts of how things work. I can give it to you, but I can't read it for you. And I have a saying that my doctor has on his desk, and I love this one, so I'll share it with everybody. And this is, I feel this way, is that I can tell it to you and I can explain it to you, but I cannot understand it for you.
Ooh, I like that.
You have to do the due diligence. You got to put some effort into it. Again, have some skin in the game. Otherwise, it's meaningless to you.
Sure. And
number 4.
That brings us to the fourth command.
Commandment 4. Thou shalt compound returns.
It is the most powerful thing in the universe, is compounding interest. And Einstein said it himself. And that's not a joke, folks, to the listeners right now. Einstein really did say that when he was asked what's the most powerful thing he's discovered in his work. He simply thought and paused for a moment, and then he came back with compounding interest. And that was kind of it's written down many places. But truly, most powerful thing that you can do is get compounding growth on your money, because it may not be, and this is the interesting thing about compounding growth. I love this part. It may not be evident up front. You may not see it very quickly within the first few years, even the first 10, 15 years. Compounding growth comes at the end of the cycle. The real effect comes at the end of the cycle, when you have a larger balance starting to compound. Now you start getting some real momentum in that growth. And literally, you can do, the greatest example of that is 1 penny per day doubling. So double a penny every day. And at the end of that 30 days, you'll have over $5 million. It's just that simple. I mean, how that works. But it only comes in the last few days of that growth only comes in the last week, right? Because you're really compounding a much larger number.
So. And we talked about this on a show before.
We did.
It inspired me because we talked about how much longer I have to work. We'll just say 30 more years, for now. Maybe more. No. But we talked about that on the show and how just a little bit of money over time could really make a huge difference.
It really
had a profound effect on me. So, and I know you can do that for other folks too. So I want to share your number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. Chris, we're on Commandment 5.
Number 5.
Commandment 5. Thou shalt diversify, but not diversify.
Break it down for us, Money
Professor. So this is where people can think of diversification in many different ways, but truly diversification is very, very simple from the academic perspective. But again, in the marketplace, they will try to convince you that, you know, truly being all eggs in one basket is diversification. In fact, it's not. So this is where, again, understanding that just moving things around inside that same basket doesn't make you better and it doesn't enhance your position. It doesn't save anything. You're just moving it around in the same risk bucket. So remember, all securities, all equities, everything in there is 100% risk 100% of the time. You cannot avoid that. It is part of the structure. So there it is in black and white, plain and simple. So 100% risk 100% of the time on all of those investments. So moving them around, going from one to another, jumping back and forth, you're not getting better. You're kind of worsifying it if there's such a language. But I mean,
sure.
You know, it really is looking at the fact that you're still going to lose to the law of diminishing returns. And that kicks in when you start to consume it and the volatility is consuming it. That's two people using it and it will run out twice as fast. And it will run out. And current data metrics show that it's a scary fast. I mean, between 80 and 85, it's undeniable that it's going to happen if you're trying to, you know, live off of risk. I'm just going to say that, no, let's not do that, folks. Let's rethink that, right? Let's get you reset. Let's take a look at what you're doing and let's take a look and see if we can give you an income plan that will really do what it needs to do, and that's last all your life. So the next 10 people that call in right now, we're going to sit down, we'll do the fee report, we'll do the risk assessment. Let's see if we can recognize some unnecessary losses within your portfolio. Simply fixing those, I will show you how you can gain in that value and add to that quality of life money. Then we'll do the tax analysis. Let's see how much you get to keep and how much Uncle Sam's going to rip away from you. At the end of our meeting, we'll sit down, we'll do the customized income review, we'll do the income plan, we'll develop using proven strategies, we'll take the guesswork out of this thing for you folks. Literally, we'll make it easy squeezy. Just follow the plan and you win. Chrissy, give them that number.
That number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. You can call right now, 800-719-7917. Chris, we're going to take a short break. What's coming up on the other side?
Chrissy, when we come back, we have the final 5 commandments of investing and how you can apply them to your financial situation. Stick around, folks.
I'm the Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I am in the studio with my very good friend. You might know him as the Money Professor. You might know him as the Wealth Defender. I know him as Chris, and I know his number as 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. And Money Professor, I think it's a good time to check in with the Wealth Defender
strategy.
And the Wealth Defender strategy. How is it doing?
The Wealth Defender strategy is doing its job. It is protecting tens of millions of dollars and helping to distribute millions more. And people are very happy, you know, employing and using the Wealth Defender strategy in their portfolios. They literally are resting comfortably right now. So if you don't feel like your peace of mind is where it needs to be, give us a call, folks. I mean, we really can help enhance that. And by securing your foundation of income, I promise you will have a much, much better outlook on life.
And Chris, we are doing the Ten Commandments.
Continuing on, number six.
And so, we are on commandment number six.
Commandment six, thou shalt invest defensively.
Okay, so again, we're both big sports fans, so there's offense, defense, both important.
The best offense is the best defense.
There it is.
So, you know, I'm telling you that defensive positioning of money is definitely, it most certainly must be part of a portfolio plan overall. This is where we look at what's called a well-built plan. And mm-hmm. from the academics perspective, I used to teach that class when I was in that gig with school teachers. We'd come in and do staff meetings, and so I'd have 20 minutes, and we'd do advanced retirement planning in 20 minutes. And literally, with just structure, it's the order of things. So the very first paragraph started with one simple sentence, and it simply said this, and I'll quote it to all of you listening right here, right now. Advanced retirement planning 101, here it comes. The first paragraph, the first sentence. All well-built plans must have two basic components at their core. One is a guarantee of income option. Two is enough cash value life insurance to take you out and to cover the unforeseen events of life. Those are the two core elements that simply must be in place. And it's a very simple concept. That's the core element. That's where we start, at the core of things. So if you're building a plan and you have a plan and you do not have a guarantee of income and enough life insurance, your core is not there. You're on a floating hole. You're on a donut with a hole in the middle.
And how, right.
You know, think of it as an inner tube. You're on an inner tube. Okay, we're floating down the river and you got an inner tube. That means your butt is wet.
Right. I like that. And
so,
it's true.
You know, if you want to be nice and dry, you got to be able to fill that hole. And that is making sure that your foundation, your core, is solid, can't get through.
So, right. Well, it's that way. Hey, it's that way.
Now we got
in
a boat.
Yoga.
Now we got
it's
a pontoon.
That, yeah,
right?
You gotta have a. You gotta have keep. Make sure your core is strong. Strong in your plan and on the. If you're tubing, you want to make sure.
And the defensive position is protecting against volatility. Simply mm-hmm. removing the volatility from your quality of life money. It must take place, folks. Simply.
Which brings us to commandment seven.
Commandment seven, thou shalt invest offensively.
All right. So
here now,
the
opposite side of getting rid of the volatility, we must replace something. You can't have a void. So if we're going to remove volatility, we need to replace it with compounding interest growth opportunities. So now we have compounding growth in front of us. We've removed the volatility. We have compounding growth available to us. That is where you'll find the most strength in an overall retirement income plan, is that it has the ability to grow with you throughout your entire life. So if you should be blessed with growth, your income grows up with it. That means you have the ability to now stay ahead of inflation or keep up with all the rising costs of life, which must take place. So it's like building that personal pension using the right financial strategies and tools to achieve this goal of protecting income and guaranteeing it will last a lifetime. Now, the tool we use for that is simply a fixed indexed annuity, and I will show everyone who contacts us how this works. It is very simple. It is it's an easy strategy to understand. It's not complicated in any way. So, number eight.
Commandment eight, thou shalt avoid illiquidity.
Okay, so illiquidity.
That's right. So now we have to make sure that you have your proper structure has emergency funds designated. We've got our income funds designated. And if you're blessed to have something beyond that, then that can be something else beyond that. But really segmenting out the emergency money that must be accounted for. I mean, the refrigerator is going to die at some point in the future. The roof does need to be replaced every 20 years or so. Your car is going to need some work done on it, and tires, brakes, and you got to have a way to pay for that. Do not finance those things. Save the money. Have the money set aside so when those things come, now you've got the cash to pay for it. It saves you a ton of money. Now, the idea is once you spend that money out of your emergency funds, your income plan has to have what I call the pile-up effect happening so that you can put the money back. So again, more money coming in monthly than you need. Now you can put the money back into your savings, and over time, you're made whole. It really is the smart way to plan, is making sure that you have all of these ducks in a row.
And we are on commandment.
Number nine.
Commandment nine, thou shalt respect, but not obsess about expenses.
Okay, full disclosure, so this was a challenge.
This is challenging for me.
This one was hard.
For most folks, it is. And this is where you have to be realistic, and this is about the budget. You must do the budget. You must have a retirement budget in place, well-defined, well laid out, well understood, easily readable, so you could see it. I want it posted on your, it should be one of the things on your refrigerator.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to say Facebook.
No, I mean right on your refrigerator, man. That way you get to look at it every time you walk in the kitchen. There's your budget staring at you. And that's the easiest way to keep on track. And now, truly, if you want to make it the most powerful financial tool, take that budget, put it on a calendar, and now you literally have created one of the most powerful financial checkpoints people can have for themselves. And really, that is one of the best things that you need to be striving for. Is more control over your money means you are controlling all of the aspects of that money. And not only that, but your habits with it have to be checked and controlled as well. So this gives you that roadmap that you can follow, simply makes it easy, makes it mindless. And that's going to lead us right into number 10.
Oh, quick question before 10. How many people do you think are able to do this maybe on their own, kind of walk through
that? That's a great question. You know, and the numbers show us that 68 to 70% of Americans haven't been working a budget. They cannot survive a $500 emergency right now. That means they'd have to put it on a credit card or finance it somehow. And that just shows us that they're not using a budget of any kind. So the evidence is out there. And then this is, again, where you have to be really realistic about your expenses. That doesn't mean don't have a good time. It just means you have to be wise about how you plan your good time. So think of it in those terms. Have a great time. You know, really enjoy yourself in your retirement. That's what it's about. Having the pile-up effect, having more money coming in than you need to exist is where you'll find that good time. So this is where it all folds back down to a proper income plan, well-constructed, well-built, with all the proper components in place is what's going to make that happen. So that'll lead us right into...
The last...
Commandment 10, thou shalt invest in thyself.
Absolutely.
That's a great 10th commandment. So how do we relate that to the finances?
There's a couple different ways to think about this one, okay? I like to think about it as when we're working and we're taught proper money management and smart money management skills, is that when we get our paycheck, a portion of that has to go to ourself, and that's our personal savings. So that is your has to. That's you pay yourself first out of your paycheck. You put your money away and you pay yourself, which is covering your bills, covering all your expenses, your mortgage, whatever rent, whatever bills you have to cost your life, what it costs to exist. That's paying yourself first. That has to take place. Then at the very first of that is those saving money. You have to designate a portion that goes directly into savings first, and then you pay everything else next. So really looking at it with that set of metrics, that's how you'll set yourself up to have much more to work with and much better results, and you'll have a more positive outlook about money than most people do. Chrissy, it's really alarming right now that most people are very, when you ask them about money, they frown. It's like, no, mm-hmm. don't like money. I mean, nobody
it's
likes
true.
Money.
It's true.
Because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to handle it. They don't have any because mm-hmm. they don't know how to save it. They don't know how to acquire it. They don't know how to invest it properly.
And that's very honest, you say on the show a lot.
It
is. Because it's an honest financial illiteracy issue.
Truly. It truly is. And this is where we look at all these different pieces and say, invest in thyself means you have to educate yourself. You really have to learn the very truth and facts about what your expectations are and how to deliver that to yourself. Remember, folks, you listening right here, you have to architect, design, and construct your retirement. No one's going to do it for you. It's not a magical thing that drops out of the sky. Your 401k is not it. It's a savings tool, but it's not a retirement plan. So looking at it with that set of metrics, if you feel like you are really putting the effort in, but you're not feeling the benefits, if you would like to feel more confident about what you're doing and have a better positive mental attitude about it, For the next 10 people that call in right now, we will sit down with you. We'll make sure that your retirement income plan is rock solid. We'll make sure it will last all of your life, no matter how long that life is. We're going to do the forensic review. We'll take a deep look into your portfolio, and we'll find out several things. Let's take a look at the fee report. How much are you paying in fees, and how much are you able to keep? How about the risk assessment? How much of your money's at risk? How much is not? Let's be reasonable here, folks. If we can help you recognize some unnecessary losses and fix those, we'll show you how you can dramatically gain in that portfolio, create more income for yourself. Next, we'll do the tax analysis. Let's see how much you're going to pay in taxes and how much Uncle Sam is going to take away from you. That's really going to be the big ticket, how much you get to keep. At the end of our meeting, we'll develop this customized income plan, the income report you hear me talk about. We'll use proven strategies, the Wealth Defender strategy, proven techniques, to strengthen your retirement income, take all the worry out of your retirement living. In short, folks, we'll make this absolutely easy and take all the guesswork out of it for you. So for the next 10 people that call in right now, we'll do a comprehensive review for you. No cost, no obligation. Give us a call. Chrissy, tell them what that number is.
That number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917.
Really,
you can call right now, set up a time to sit down with Chris. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. It's all truth and facts, no hype and fiction.
You betcha.
800-719-7917 and online, thefinancialeducationgroup.com. Chris, we're going to take our last break already.
It's come so quickly, the end of the hour. And Chrissy, we've got questions from listeners. So stick around, folks. We've got some interesting things coming right up.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I am in the studio with the money professor himself. He is the Wealth Defender. He is my very, very, very dear friend. You've got years and years of experience helping folks prepare for retirement, helping folks prepare for their financial future. You can get in touch with Chris Longworth anytime by calling 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. Set up a time to sit down with Chris, or you could call in with a question, because Chris is kind enough to devote an entire segment to answering as many questions from listeners as we can. So you want to just kick it off with question one?
Just dive right in. Let's just get into it.
All right. First question comes from Mount Vernon. Nancy asks, I'm one of the few with a pension, but I'm worried about it not keeping pace with inflation. Is there anything that I can do?
Nancy, I like this one. And so that tells us that you were a public servant of some kind. And thank you for your service, whatever it was.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Nancy. We appreciate that. And we work a lot with public servants. So we're very well skilled in the state pensions and all their various programs. So my question here would be, did you have any deferred compensation? If you did, then we can certainly show you how you can use that to make sure that you never fall behind inflation and keep pace and develop that pile-up effect for yourself so that you have more money coming in monthly than you need. It will literally start piling up in the bank, and that's what a well-built income plan will do for you, Nancy. So we can certainly show you how to make that happen and put all the ducks in a row and make sure that your pension's full and maximum. You get Social Security in this state as well with the pension, so that will help. And then again, we'll show you how you can take your voluntary savings part or your deferred compensation and factor that in so that it fills that gap and creates another personal pension that will supply that lifelong income right along with all the others. So good question, Nancy. We'll show you how it all works at your meeting.
If you have a question for Chris, you can call 800-719-7917. Next up from Cedro Woolley, Herm has a question for you, Chris. My daughter is in her late 20s. And she has a very good job with good benefits.
Right.
Should she look at contributing exclusively to her Roth 401k?
I very much like this question, Herm. And yes, I'm going to just, without even thinking about it, as we've all talked about on the show many times before, It is no longer fiscally responsible for the generation behind us to push money off into the future. They're only going to pay a higher tax when they go to use it. That just does not make sense to me. In any planning measure, that just does not make sense. So, yes, pay your taxes today. Put your money away as a Roth. Let it grow tax-free into the future. So that way, when you use it, it is all tax-free. And, Herm, we can show her how she could complement that with a voluntary savings plan that will really support this idea and give her that double effect of really having a very broad income base in retirement and giving her plenty to stand on. So I very much like that, Herm. Good question.
Next up, we are going to Seattle. So back to Seattle, I guess. Franklin's question is, Chris, once again, I'm facing a big tax bill this year. I know it's early enough in the year to do something to lessen next year's blow. What are your thoughts?
Franklin, many thoughts come in with this kind of a question. First off, I need to take a look at what your situation is and what your actual financial landscape looks like to cause you to have what you perceive to be as a higher tax bill. So we got to take a look at that. What's driving that? Now, once we understand what that is, sure, I'm sure I can come up with some strategies and some suggestions to mitigate. If you're not deferring money, that is an option to put money into a deferred plan. You will lower your taxes in the year that you live. If it's not that much, and if you're saying, now this is what I like here, Chrissy, where some folks will say, oh, it's a huge tax bill, and we go to look at it, and it's $800.
Well, feels huge in the moment, maybe.
It might feel, but that's, look at it with realistically. That means you had all your money all year long to spend. You got every dime of it, and they didn't hang on to any of it.
Hey, that's
so
a good point.
Writing a check at the end of the year is not a bad thing because that meant you had it all. Now, if you've got a $5,000 tax bill, we got to have a chat because there's something wrong.
Sure.
And that means you're not claiming correctly, possibly, or we do need to develop some deductions somehow in the program to offset those taxes. Because remember, deductions offset taxes, and making sure that you have enough to do so makes it comfortable. So I like that, Franklin. We'll take a look at it with you, buddy. We'll dive in. Let's see what you got.
800-719-7917 is that number to call to set up a time to sit down with Chris or with your questions. We are headed to Olympia to round things out with Jillian's question for Chris. I'm hoping to retire in about 5 years, and I hear you saying things about retirement that I'm not hearing from my guy. What kinds of moves should I be making now at 5 years out from retirement, Chris?
Well, Jillian, I'm just going to be frank with you, darling. If it's 5 years out, you're 5 years behind, at least. Like I said, you've heard me many times say I prefer to have, 15 years plus before retirement to help get things in order, to line things up, to be able to get that really noticeable compound effect in your money. You really need to have a little bit of time to do so. If we don't have that time, simply making sure that the plan is rock solid and well built and well constructed, that will give you the best benefit. So really looking at it with that set of metrics is, what are you being told was my question. So at our meeting, you're going to have to tell me what is your guy telling you.
Right.
And that way we can parse it out and find out if it's a lot of hype and fiction or if there's some truth and facts in there. And we can help you discover, both. So if there is some truth, we'll point it out. And if there is a lot of hype and fiction, we'll point that out. And then build that foundation of knowledge. So Jillian, you'll have enough knowledge to be able to choose wisely and smartly. And that makes all the difference in the world when you're talking about setting yourself up with a financial income plan for your retirement. You've got to have confidence in it. You've got to choose wisely for the purpose of intention. Don't guess just for the hopes that it lasts.
Right.
That's not going to work. You have to build it so that it will last and you get a much better result out of it. So Jillian, we'll be very much looking forward to going through this with you. We'll take you by the hand. We'll walk you through it. We'll show you how the proper way is done. And then you tell us what you'd like to do, and we will be more than happy to assist you in that service and provide services for you in any direction. So we look forward to it, Jillian.
And Chris, I have to sneak in here and ask you a question quick because...
Got one more.
This came up in a show that I watched called Love After Lockup. Okay. So love after lockup, is the concept is there is one half of the couple that is incarcerated. The other half of the couple is not, and typically funding the lifestyle of said inmate for when they get out. And usually they're setting them up with a lot more than most people have. So there is a couple on there. Josh, he went in to meet with a financial planner because he was trying to figure out if he was going to be financially overextended, I guess, because of his new girlfriend and putting her up in a new home, paying two mortgages, paying two car bills on all these things. But he said, he's 42 years old, and he said that he had $195,000 saved in his 401k, so he has a lot to fall back on. And he had already taken a withdrawal from his 401k this inmate. I wondered, so does that, so you have to pay a penalty, right? And does that continue?
Well, it depends on what he did to access it. If he loaned it, now remember, 401k, you can take out a loan. I do not recommend it. Please do not do this,
right,
folks.
Right, right.
Do not do this at home.
This was a trashy reality show that Chrissy watches.
And so you can take out a loan, which is tax-free to you, but you have to pay it back. If you don't pay it back, then it becomes a distribution.
Because he said he had $140 he had to pay every month. Is that a distribution?
No, he's paying it back. He's actually paying a loan back. So he took out a loan against his 401k, and he's paying it back at $140 a month. He's probably paying an interest-only loan. Depends on how much he took, right? So in that scenario, if you miss payment, if you stop paying, you don't pay it, it becomes a distribution. The loan turns into a distribution, and now you have a 10% penalty if you are under 59 and a half, and you have the taxes all due upon that at the same time. So not only do you lose 25% of the money, you also have to pay taxes on the entire distribution, so you lose all of that. It can be quite dramatic. It's something you want to avoid at all costs. So periodically people will ask us, hey, Chris, should I borrow from my 401k? And I always say no, not just no, but hell no.
Right.
I mean, really,
right.
It's something you really want to avoid at all costs, only because it's an emergency only type of access that you would want to ever do in that scenario. Remember, this money must last all of your life.
This didn't feel like an emergency. In this scenario, it definitely didn't feel like it was a huge emergency. So that's not at all. Very good to know, because I had no idea. I said, I have to ask the money professor when I sit down with him this weekend.
You know, Chrissy, a lot of our listeners have said the very same thing. They feel like they're putting money away and they feel like they're saving well, but they're still very concerned about what could happen, the volatility part or losing money. So our only goal here is to make sure that the income plan, folks, that you have will last all of your life. So if you're listening right now, no matter how long you live, I can make sure that your income will never stop for you. So for the next 10 people that call, with no cost, no obligation, we'll sit down, we'll do this forensic review that we like to do. Let's do the full analysis. Let's take a look at the fee report. We'll find out how much you're paying in fees and how much you're actually keeping. Let's do the risk assessment. Find out how much of your money's at risk and how much is safe and sound. If we can show you some unnecessary losses and fix those, I will guarantee you gains in that portfolio. It's simple, simple. Next, let's take a look at the tax analysis. How much are you going to keep and how much is Uncle Sam going to just take away from you? At the end of our meeting, we'll come up with the income plan using proven strategies, proven techniques. We'll employ the Wealth Defender strategy here with you. We'll show you how the Wealth Defender can take the worry out of your retirement living, take the guesswork out of your financial planning. So for the next 10 people that call in, we'll sit down, we'll do this review with you, no cost, no obligation. I promise we'll have some fun, folks. Give us a call.
The number 800-719-7917. Set up a time to sit down with Chris Longworth. Again, that's 800-719-7917. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Chris, of course, before we head out, I want to get your final thoughts for the week.
You know, we just hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And again, we just want to make sure that the foundation of knowledge is truly where you're making decisions from, folks. So remember, financial education is the key to your financial success. Have a great weekend, folks.
Chris Chris Longworth is a certified financial education instructor and provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Chris Longworth is a licensed insurance agent in life and health products in 22 states. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through the Financial Education Group. By contacting the Financial Education Group, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products.